29. I swallowed hard, thinking about home, my dad, my new mom, my dog. I'll never see them again, I realized. I'll never see color again. Never see blue ocean waves or a red setting sun. I'm sorry, guys, Thalia repeated. Sorry I didn't explain this to you right away. Explain what? I cried. I think I can get you back to the other side, she said. She picked up her lipstick tube. This is how I escaped a few weeks ago, she said. This lipstick tube was buried in my bag for 50 years. I'd forgotten all about it. She unscrewed the cap and showed us the bright red lipstick. I found it a few weeks ago. When I opened it, it was still red, Thalia exclaimed. It was some kind of miracle. Maybe because it had been closed up, it still had its color. Thalia moved to the wall. I was so excited to see the color red after 50 years, she explained. I started drawing on the wall with it. And to my shock, wherever I spread the lipstick, it made a hole in the wall. That's amazing, Eddie cried. The others excitedly agreed. The lipstick burned right through the wall, Thalia continued. I was so shocked, I didn't know what to do. I drew a window on the wall, and I climbed through it. I escaped. That's how I did it. She raised the lipstick tube to the gray wall. I tried to come back for you guys, she told her friends, but the hole closed up as soon as I went through it. She frowned. I drew a lipstick window on the wall on the other side, but in the real world, lipstick is only lipstick. It didn't work. I couldn't get back to you. I had no way of finding you, no way to return here. I glanced at Ben. To my horror, he had turned completely gray, except for the tip of his nose. Thalia, hurry, I begged. Draw a window for Ben and me, please. We don't have any time left. Without another word, she turned to the wall. Her hand moved quickly, outlining a red window, filling it in. Hurry, please hurry, I pleaded, staring as she frantically rubbed the red lipstick over the wall. Would it work?